Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk, a show committed to educating, empowering, and entertaining you while saving you thousands. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. It's time to gain knowledge and become the guardian of your financial future. I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, known for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings.
If you have a question you would like addressed on the air, you can call or text the show at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, which is 3684. All the information from our show is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com.
Smartwithyourmoney.com. Definitely visit that site because it's become a very popular blog site that people are getting a lot of information. So we try to take everything we talk about on the show and get it uploaded to the site right away. Because I know we have a lot of guests and we have a lot of resources that we introduce through that site. So help yourself to it. It's free stuff.
Right.
So, Tammy, you came up with a really good idea recently that you've been experimenting with and you're into it now, and it seems to be working out really well. And that is, we have property that we're trying to decide, do we want to take on a long-term tenant in this property? And you decided to take on short-term tenants through Airbnb.
I did. I had gone on a little trip with one of our sons and went through the Airbnb process because if I can rent an entire home for the price of a hotel room, why not?
So explain, I guess, real quick what Airbnb is.
Airbnb is a service that connects families, hosts, to people that are traveling that gives another option for you to stay in a place. So instead of a traditional hotel room, you can be staying on a grandiose house set on 40 acres and have a whole master bedroom and whole suite to yourself. And
now, sometimes people will also just rent out a spare room that they have.
They do. You can do a room or two rooms or a basement or a whole house.
Sometimes it's a mother-in-law quarters.
Yes.
Sometimes it's a private house completely.
Mm-hmm.
Ours
Correct.
Was a private house.
Yes, I had an entire home that I wanted to give it a try and embrace that opportunity to make a little income stream. And so far, so good. I've really enjoyed it. I get to meet different people and communicate with people all around the country. I mean, we have someone coming from Holland, the Netherlands. It's kind of cool.
It is cool.
I mean, connecting all around the world, and that's neat to me.
Okay, so let's talk about safety, okay? Because some people are going to think, okay, what if these people come in and they trash your house or things like that? Mm-hmm. What are the processes that Airbnb has in place to help prevent that?
They have a dashboard that you can go in and, first of all, it's all customizable. You have the right to accept or decline someone if after you've seen their reviews, because the whole thing is hosts give travelers reviews, travelers give host reviews, and that's really important.
You get so if you're a host and you have somebody that doesn't have any reviews, you might decide not to take them on.
You can decide. I mean, if you get the heebie-jeebie feeling, then you don't do it. You know, so those are some things.
Although I will say, if you are a host and you're trying to make that decision, do not make that decision based on race. Or
it's not like that. But if you just get a vibe, like if they're a little sketchy in their answers and they hee-haw around with answers back with questions you may have, because you can, it's a whole, an intranet sort of thing that Airbnb provides, and that's communication directly to them within the site. So Airbnb will have access if you have a problem. They have access to all that person's data and information. There was actually a host that somebody stayed in her property and they didn't come back. They had all their stuff and she started getting worried. And so everyone on Airbnb is like worried about these two people that they got lost in the jungle somewhere. And so everybody's wanting to know what happened to these people, and it's exactly what happened. They did get lost. And so it brought up a whole new communication on Airbnb that, what do? We don't have emergency contact information. We don't have any of those things. That's not something that's required by Airbnb or by us. And so it kind of posed a whole new thought process.
And they'll probably put something like that in place.
Mm-hmm.
Because same thing could be true with a hotel room.
It's true.
That you don't really give a hotel emergency contact information.
No, you don't.
You go out and don't come back, and now your stuff's still sitting in the room. Right. What are they going to do?
Right.
Probably going to pack your stuff up for you.
Well, that's what she was in a situation like, what do I do now?
Right.
I have all their stuff. So anyway, it's interesting. I mean, that sounds scary a little bit, but I have not had any problems. So far, so good. And
I like people the way have been they respectful. They handle the credit card transactions for you.
Yeah, they
I
do.
I like that. I like the fact that they have the money secured in advance before they come.
Yes, they do. And a deposit, if you require one, they'll hold it for you. And then
you want a $200 deposit or something.
Yeah, and if something got majorly broken, you can communicate to them that this is what happened.
Communicate to Airbnb.
Airbnb, right.
Right.
And you can also, it's an arbitration situation that you can, and that deposit gets to you. They don't get that back.
And then there's also, you can work in a cleaning fee.
You can work in a cleaning fee, which totally makes up for my time.
Right. So you have a $40 cleaning fee. So you get paid to go over and change the sheets.
Yeah. It takes me about an hour to do the whole house. And that's, I work fast though, people. So you may need a little more time.
I call you a whirlwind of domestication.
Right. Right. So, you know, it may be, you can set all that though. That's the thing is you can set, if you have any concerns, like if you have an, I'll say a really nice things in your property and you want to have a $500 deposit. If someone really wants that property, they will do it. Just know that anything out of the ordinary could lessen the chance of people renting, but don't let that deter you because, you know, like you said, you can ask more and have to work less. And in my perspective is the house was just sitting there right now. We were in limbo of trying to decide what to do. If we wanted longer term or not, and I wanted to try it. And it's been good so far. I've liked it.
Yeah, so what you have to be prepared for, because really the question is, do you have the time? You have to have a little bit of extra time to be able to manage this process. Versus taking on a long-term tenant, you have to put a lot of time up front into picking a good tenant.
Mm-hmm.
And once you pick one, you may have a year all the way up to sometimes a three-year lease if it's a house. In this case, you're turning them over. Might be a two-day stay. It might be a
week, you know, or 2 weeks or a
month. We've even been proposed. We've had people come to us for a two-and-a-half-month stay.
Right, because these are people in transition. They come to you for a loan.
Yeah, well, yeah, their house sells.
Close, right.
Yeah, their house sells, and they wanted to survive out the semester for their kids in school and then move to Texas so we could rent it out for a couple months at a time.
Right.
And you're going to charge more money to somebody that wants a short-term rental.
Right, right.
So great opportunities there if you're – You can visit our website, see some information on it at smartwithyourmoney.com. And then you also can go to airbnb.com to get more information. And we're not giving a strong endorsement for it because in the sense that you need to see if it's right for you personally.
Right, right.
It's going to be different for every person with that.
It is. And again, you can schedule it to how you want. You can go for 3 months out at a time. You can block out days if you only want one person this week and only want two people. I mean, you can customize everything, and that's what I liked about it. So I can be as busy or not busy as I want to be. But do know on the other side of things, if you choose to rent your place or rent your space, there's communication. You have to be willing to communicate to people. And again, you can set that time frame too. So my cutoff is 9 p.m. So I'm done talking to people by 9. It's just, I'm done.
Right. Don't bug us after 9.
Right. So do not disturb is on.
All right. So if you're interested in this, definitely look into it. It might be an extra way to get some extra cash flow. If, we talk about being smart with your money, this is just an extra way to bring in income. If you have an extra room in your house and you want to do this.
If you're an empty nester.
Right. There's some risk involved and you need to be aware of that, but it may be a great extra way to make some money. We want to make sure, put those opportunities in front of you.
That's right.
Coming up, you don't want to miss our next segment. We're going to be talking about generational trends among home buyers and home sellers. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.